SBS
Radio.
Peter Lennon, Detective Superintendent of New South Wales Police Force Fairfield Local Area Command, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thank you, May. Thank you very much for allowing me on, and please call me Peter.
Sure. As you know, the festive season is up on us, and some people are not aware of what precautions to take during the holidays and beyond. Are there any special precautions this year that citizens should be aware of at this time of the year?
Yes, there's a few things, May, people should think about. And firstly, may I just wish everyone a very, very happy and holy season and a very, very prosperous new year. The year's gone very quickly, but I hope everyone has a safe season, holy season, and a happy new year to everybody. So yes, there's a few things that are happening about this time of year. Everyone's very, very busy, and we're trying to get to our relatives and to our friends to celebrate the season, but we must be patient on the roads. There's a lot more cars out on the roads, and we must be patient with each other. With the hot weather also, we see that people get a little bit impatient on the roads, but also in their own relationships with other people. So we just need to be a little bit patient, and police are still going to domestic violence incidences. Even at this holy and peaceful time of year, we still get called to domestic violence. So please take care of each other in the family relationships and seek help and counselling if you need it. Another thing that's going on is with the hot weather again, we're seeing really, unfortunately, some people who are drowning in our swimming pools and at our beaches. So people need to be safe and swim between the flags. And I understand you've done another program about that, May, which is fantastic, but people need to be really careful. And if they're in danger, raise your arm so you can go and get some lifesavers to come and help you. We don't want to lose people at this time of year. The last thing we see a lot of, unfortunately, is people ducking into the shops because they need to buy something and they're leaving their children in the car. But the temperature inside the car rises a lot higher than what it is on the outside. So you might think it's okay to leave your children inside the car, but the temperature rises. And we have police or ambulance or even civilians that have had to go and smash windows, side windows or the front windows of cars, because the children are inside, they're red, they're crying, they can't breathe, and unfortunately some of them even have to go and take into hospital. So all those things we need to be careful of.
Peter, I'd like to clarify a point about driving and mobile phones that you see on the road, people using their mobile phones. Is it true that it's not permitted to be on a mobile phone even while the vehicle is at red lights?
It's not permitted at any time, because you're distracting yourself away from what's happening on the road. You can be sitting at a light and you think it's red and you start to send a message. The light goes green and you're causing a traffic jam because you're worried about your message or you're trying to send your message. You can't use your mobile phone while you're driving. While you're sitting at the car with your hands on the steering wheel and the engine running, do not use your mobile phone because you're distracting away from your driving.
Peter, what's the message to the public in general, and especially to young people during these holidays and other times, and of course to people in general, not only young people?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's about driving. It's drive to what the road rules are. There's a lot of higher patrol that'll be out and about. A lot of people have got long distances to drive, so make sure you have adequate rest, stick to the speed limits, don't use your mobile phone, and just be more patient with everybody on the road so that we have fewer accidents and fewer people getting hurt, because it just, you know, that just upsets families and ruins the holy season we're about to enter into. So just be more patient when you're driving and obey the rules. And in your family relationships, just be a little bit more patient with each other. As I said, we've still got domestic violence issues, and just overnight there's husbands and wives that are arguing, there's fathers and sons that are arguing, and we just need to be more patient with each other. And unfortunately, in a lot of these cases, alcohol is a factor. So if you're going to have a drink, just be a little bit more patient with each other and just take care. And I really wish on behalf of the whole New South Wales Police, everyone to have a holy season and a peaceful 2018.
Detective Superintendent Peter Lennon from New South Wales Police, Fairfield Local Area Command, thank you for being on SBS Radio and thank you for your time.
That's all right, May. I'll just say that the police are working 24 hours. We're still available over the course of the holy season and the new year, so you can get us on your local area command phone number, or you can ring 000 if it's an emergency, and we're here 24 hours a day to help people.
Once again, thank you, Peter, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, May, and to all your listeners.
دیتن آخوا در باره مجارم بود گرینگ در راگین برای SMS 04-999-6263 یان لایک که لفیسبوکا SBS کردیش خب او تیبین آخوا بنویسینم.